For several years now, archaeologists have been surveying and digging in the landscape around Mount Hrib, the mythical hill upon which Father Čech is supposed to have climbed. Jan Turek from the Archaeological Institute of the Czech Academy of Sciences told Czech Radio that the area seems to have served as a burial site for many generations of prehistoric peoples.
The mythical mountain is not only a feature of the stories about Father Čech. It was a component in the mythology of our ancestors since prehistory. We can even suppose that they considered the hill as some sort of a god or divine being, and that it was a sacred place. There was a whole array of ancestral fathers that were buried here under these sorts of mounds, and who became the genetic forebears of today's Central Europeans, or Czechs, if you like.
Working on the site is also Petr Krištof from the University of West Bohemia, who was part of the team that last year found a 6,000-year-old, 90-metre-long and 25-metre-wide burial mound in what was perhaps the best-preserved burial monument of its type ever found on Czech territory. This year, his team is working on a considerably smaller 3x2-metre mound. However, he says that they are still proud of the work that they have conducted this summer.
We managed to prove that the mound was indeed here, and that there were even hollow spaces inside which you could enter. The mound was also clearly identifiable in the landscape, hundreds if not thousands of years later, because the people that inhabited this area would still bury their dead inside even 1,000 years after it was built. That's why it must have been identifiable, even though today we cannot see it anymore.
Nearby lies a much larger mound with a length of around 120 metres. It has the grave of a crouching man, says Krištof, whose team also found something unusual during the excavation.
Along the burial pit were around 11 stone arrowheads. We are now documenting their orientation and placement in order to find out whether they had been placed there intentionally or if they were there, for example, shot into the pit as part of some sort of ritual.
While the area surrounding Hrib has become a rich site for archaeologists, the hill itself remains yet to be excavated. The reason why, says Krištof, is because today's surface of the hill was added artificially only very recently.
When the Lobkowicz family decided to afforest the hill, they brought earth that was not from this area. So, while a few discoveries of stone artifacts have been made there, we have no way of knowing whether they are actually from Hrib.